Welcome to Real Estate Investing for Women. On this show, you will learn how to create wealth through real estate the blissful way. That means with very little stress and very little time. We talk about strategies, mindset, heartset, money smarts, resources, and so much more to ensure you're able to create the success you most deeply desire. Now, here's your host, Monica Sawyer.
Ladies, before we get into the meat of this episode, let's have a quick word from our sponsor. If your idea of asset protection and tax mitigation is setting up a simple LLC and family trust structure, you could be leaving your business, real estate, and personal assets completely exposed. Imagine instead being able to take advantage of the bulletproof asset protection tools formerly reserved for the ultra wealthy. If you'd like to mitigate or eliminate your capital gains taxes while protecting your assets from predatory litigation, visit blissfulinvestor.com/trusts. That's plural. There, you will find out more in a free recording with the world's foremost expert on a new kind of trust structure you've probably never heard of. This is a true generational wealth building business and personal asset protection and tax mitigation structure dating back to the founding of our country and is still used today. Just go to blissfulinvestor.com/trusts to find out more. It's free. Hi there, ladies. Welcome to episode 7 of the How to Invest in Real Estate for Under $1,000 series. So I've got a confession to make. This week was supposed to be all about REIT stocks. And when I had initially done the research for this particular series, my preliminary showed that REITs and REIT stocks were different things, which they are. And I wanted to cover both because they were both valuable opportunities for you to invest with very little money. However, I've been doing deeper research on each of these topics as I'm recording the series. And what I found is that the whole difference between the REITs and the REIT stocks is really, really complicated. And when I did the episode on just REITs, it basically was covering REIT stocks. We were calling them REIT shares. So there seems to be a lot of confusion about the difference between REITs and REIT stocks. And as I did more research, I found that actually investing in REITs, not REIT shares or REIT stocks, is pretty complicated and difficult and often requires more money than we think, and the fees are high. So I've decided that instead of covering REIT shares today, I'm going to do more research so I can at some point break that down for you, kind of what the differences are, if I feel it's valuable for you. But for now, what I'll just say is go back to the episode about REITs. That was very comprehensive. It covers most of the information. And I think that's the best way to go ahead and invest in REITs if that's a strategy that you're interested in. So instead of covering REIT stocks today, which is number 7, I'd like to go through and talk a little bit about number 8 and number 9. Which are real estate education and getting involved in real estate investment groups. So why did I include in this list? Seems a little bit of a cop-out, doesn't it? But I think the thing that's very, very important to realize is that just going out there and investing in real estate is not the right thing to do for everybody, right? I kind of went out there and just bought my first house with money from my wedding, and we just kind of made it work. But that's not actually the way most people want to do it. Most people want to know more. And knowing more helps give them more confidence. So I do think it's really, really important to actually budget for education so that as you look at real estate, you feel more confident going out there, like you know what you're doing, and you're more willing and able to make good decisions. So, you know, I've talked about education forever on my podcast, right? I've had so many wonderful mentors come on the show and talk about what they teach and their strategy that they love. I've said many times, there are a million ways to make $1 million in real estate. You just have to pick one. And part of education is deciding which strategy you're going to pursue now. Now, understand you don't marry your strategy. You can pick something now, try it. And after a few years, if it's not working, you can pick something else. I personally have studied many strategies and I have my favorite. I like the Burr method with executive homes, but I've kind of evolved into that. I've tried a lot of different things. I did not start with executive homes. I couldn't afford to, right? But it kind of grew into that. And as I'm out there looking at properties, I've done a couple of flips. I've done a construction project. I've done some wholesaling, right? So I've done some different stuff. All of those require more than $1,000. Actually, the wholesaling didn't. But just the idea that because I've been educating myself and staying active in the industry, I have a wealth of knowledge that I don't even know I have, but that supports me, pops up for me, and helps me to make good decisions in many different given situations. So I really highly recommend education. That's not a surprise to you ladies. So the first thing is start listening to podcasts. You're listening to this one. Thank you so much for honoring me with your time and attention. And it's a really, really good place to start because I've covered a lot of topics, right? And so you may not want to study all of those topics, but as things come up in your real estate career and your real estate life, you'll have heard about a lot of the languaging and a lot of the strategies and a lot of what's going out there as far as funding. You'll have heard about a lot of it just by listening to this podcast. And there are many other good podcasts too. So definitely that's free, right? Go out there and listen to the podcast of people that you trust and that have integrity. The other thing is read some good books. Go online, take some courses, take some seminars. Not everybody that's teaching is worth listening to. Remember that. So when you're getting an education for yourself, make sure that the people you're listening to have a couple of qualities about them. First of all, they have been through the markets longer than the last 11 years. In other words, a lot of people that are teaching about real estate just got into the market in 2009 and 2010, right after the crash. Well, it's been really easy to be successful since then because the market was really, really low at that time and has consistently gone up ever since. And even interestingly, over the last year or 6 months, when interest rates have doubled, the markets have stabilized. We are seeing some of the higher end markets, the prices have dropped a little bit, but in general, the markets have stayed stable. It's a weird market because normally when interest rates go up, prices go down. There is actually a balance that happens, and that hasn't happened this time. And that's mostly because of inventory, because as interest rates are going up, people don't want to sell their homes with the really yummy interest rate, right, of 2 or 3%, and then buy another place with a 7% interest rate. So we've got a weird situation right now where people aren't selling their homes. So we have low inventory, so prices are being stable. It's weird. This is unprecedented, but that's kind of how the market is working right now, right? So even over the last many years, since 2009, 2010, since the crash, we've seen the market kind of go up. So yes, you can still lose money in a market that's going up if you invest in the wrong markets, but the wrong locations, whatever. But in general, the markets have gone up. So it's been really easy to make money in real estate. So what you really want from your mentors or your educators is people that were in the market before the crash, maybe even two crashes. Like I was in the market in 1994. When did I get married? 1994. I can't believe it's been 29 years I've been married. But anyways, I got it in 1994. Right. And so I've been through the two big crashes. There was a crash in 2001 and a crash in 2008. And I did not lose everything. I lost a lot of equity, but I had the support and the wisdom around me to help get me through those two crashes to pull out on the other side smelling like a rose. So I'm not educating anymore. I'm not coaching anymore. But there are many, many educators out there that have been through those crashes, or at least one of those crashes, and can help you to understand the way markets move and can be there for you if things go wrong. You really want educators and mentors and coaches that can educate you when the going gets rough and can help you to pull you through that so that you aren't left hanging high and dry with an education that's just about, this is how you be successful, because I've been successful for as long as I've been in my career. 13 years sounds like a lot of years, but it's not, because they've been good years for real estate investors. You need to be coaches that have been through bad years, right? So that's the first thing, is be with an educator who understands what it's like for things to go bad, okay? The other thing I would say is make sure that they have integrity. So as you're listening to somebody, there's a lot of people that make a lot of promises. Make sure you do your research. Go out there and research people. Go onto Bigger Pockets. Type in that person's name into the search of the boards and see what people are saying about them. I have been turned off to a lot of educators just by going there and finding out what people are saying. I've saved myself from a lot of scams, right? Even I can get scammed. We all can. So you just want to make sure that you do your research on any of these educators. And then the other thing that's really, really important is to make sure that anybody that you are getting advice from is where you want to be in the strategy that you want to be. There are a lot of educators out that are taught that you just have to be one step ahead of the people that you're teaching. I seriously disagree with that. So there are a lot of these educators that have been in the market 5 years. They know some stuff. They can make some promises. They do know more than you do, but they're not yet where you want to be. So, and there's something to think about there too. When someone is where you want to be, your beginning point is far behind them, right? They don't necessarily remember what it was to be at the very beginning. So it's hard sometimes to have conversations and really understand them. So you want to make sure that whoever that educator is can break it down. They're used to going back to the basics so they can get you started and move you forward smoothly into the world that they now live in, right? So when I'm getting educated, or when I'm looking for an educator, those are the things that I'm looking for. I want to make sure that they are where I want to be in the particular strategy that I'm going to be studying with them. It's also really important that I'm actually interested in that strategy. Just because some mentor or some person says on YouTube, oh my God, I'm making a gazillion dollars on this particular strategy, does not mean that that's the right strategy for you. Understand that every strategy is not going to be the right strategy for you. So I could do a whole other podcast on how to pick the strategy that is for you, but just don't get blown away by the excitement and the numbers that everybody touts out there. Understand that real estate is not a get rich quick scheme, right? It's a get rich over time strategy. And the people that have done very, very well are the people that give it the time that it requires to do well. So don't approach this as a get rich quick scheme. Some of you are going to be interested in flipping, remodeling, wholesale. And we're actually going to talk about wholesale in a few weeks. But just understand that that's going to take a lot of your time day to day. It's more of a job, right? That's not investing. It's investing time in a business. But that's not real estate investing. Real estate investing means you put your money into a property and you're allowing that money to grow and to work for you. You're not actively running a new business or a new job. Okay, so that's how I'm defining investing. All right, I think I covered everything I wanted to cover. So those are some things that you really want to look at when you're looking at education. Don't get blown away by all the amazing strategies. Don't get shiny object syndrome. Do some research, pick some strategies you want to learn more on, get some more education on those strategies, and then pursue one strategy and give it some time to see whether it's really going to work for you. I would say at least 3 years before you decide on a different strategy. Okay? In my podcast over the last years, I've talked to at least 500 guests on the show. So, and I've vetted a lot of them. I know that you guys don't know the behind the scenes, But for me, I kind of want to be that hub where you ladies can go to find the right educators. And so to that end, I actually take classes. Now, I love taking classes, all right? So that's one of those things that I just do. I love to do it. Out of everybody that I've had on my show, I've probably taken about 23 classes. And part of it is to see, I'm interested in the strategy, right? But also, I get really impressed with a person on the show. They sound really great, but I really want to dig in and see, are they what they say they are, right? Is their coursework really as good as they say they are? So are they just going to upsell you to the next thing so that they can make a lot more money? So all of those things are important to me. And so I've taken about 23 classes. I have to say that most of them, I don't feel I can recommend. It's not that they are not good people or whatever. I'm not trying to pass judgment. But what I am saying is that I am very, very picky about the kinds of people that I want to educate me. And I can't necessarily recommend everybody that's out there educating, but I can recommend a few people because I've taken their classes. They are what they say they are. I've seen a lot of success with their students. I felt that I got treated with respect and courtesy and didn't just get upsold in their preliminary course, right? That they offered and they delivered more than they offered in their initial sales pitch, right? So those are the sorts of things that are important to me. So there are not many that I highly recommend. There are many that I can recommend because they came recommended to me, but they're not as many that I can highly recommend. There's only a handful of them. So what I was thinking is that I'm going to curate those educators in the next few weeks so you can kind of listen to the people that I think are worth following. Now, understand, I'm recommending them because they're strategies that I was interested in pursuing, and I got education on those strategies. I did not necessarily follow all of those strategies. Okay. I did do the class. I did do my homework. I did see results in all of these cases, but they're not necessarily things that I've made my full-time job or my full-time process or strategy. Okay. But I do feel that I can recommend them because they were very, very, very good in that education space. And they are all still actively doing what they say they are doing and what they're educating about. So I think what I'm going to do for the next few weeks is just allow you to get to know some of these people that I have a lot of respect for. I hope that that's okay. We're going to do some replays, but I know there's been like 500 episodes in my podcast. It's hard to go through and find all of this stuff, right? So I'm going to curate a few of these people and you can listen to them. And you know, if you've got questions, please ask me. I love hearing from you ladies. I love hearing your questions. I love knowing what you want me to cover. So please ask questions and let me know what you're thinking. And let me know if this has been being valuable for you. Okay. So that's the piece about the education. Now, kind of lumped in with that is strategy number 9 on our list, which is really about getting involved in real estate investment groups. So real estate investment groups and clubs provide really valuable networking and learning opportunities for aspiring real estate investors or people that have been in the business for a very long time. These communities allow individuals to connect with experienced investors, they get to share knowledge, and they can potentially collaborate in investment opportunities. So joining these groups can affect the way you invest. They can enhance your real estate journey, and they can expand your professional network. I mentioned earlier in this show that part of what pulled me through in 2001 and 2008 was my network. It was the people that I had to talk to that helped me keep my head. Now, I have all of my own strategies in my book, Choose Bliss, right? But when you're in it, sometimes it's really hard to focus on the strategies. Sometimes really what you need is someone wiser than you reminding you that you are going to make it through. We can't do all of this all alone. We need each other. We need people to support us. We need mentors and coaches. We need communities. And when I was going through all that stuff, most of the communities were all men. Now there are so many communities that are great, that are women that are empowering women, women that are having conversations. Like, a man's not going to understand a conversation about, I'm having this crazy thing happen in my business, my teenage daughter is having issues at school, and I'm having trouble being mom and businesswoman in this real estate crazy world right now. So men are going to understand it, but they understand it from their perspective. Us women have different perspectives on all the pieces of our life that are happening. For me, one of my biggest challenges in the most recent years has been that I've been going through menopause. I'm changing. My motivation is changing. My inspiration is changing. My priorities are changing. My body is changing. There's so much that's changing. I can't talk to some dude about that. But I can talk to my other women friends that have successfully pulled through that and had their businesses thrive, even in spite of it, some of them because of it, right? Which is a huge inspiration to me. So as women can have conversations that we about our businesses and the things that affect that, which is our personal lives, right? In a way with other women that we can't talk to our male mentors. So I highly recommend that even if you're coaching with a man, which is fine with me, I think they're fantastic. There are many, many great men mentors, and actually several of them that I'm going to recommend are men. But you want to make sure that you find a female support group in the real estate world. And so I'm actually going to do, I'm going to replay an episode I did with Deborah Razzo, a close friend of mine, who runs REN, the Real Estate Investing Network for Women. Women's Network, forgive me, the Women's Real Estate Network. It's called REN, W-R-E-N. And Deborah runs a great community. And she, what I love about Deborah is her heart is really in community and supporting each other. She provides a lot of education. She provides a lot of support. There's opportunities for people to meet. There's opportunities to have webinars. I've spoken to her community. So I've met a lot of the women, and the women are really there to support each other. So there's women that are learning. There's women that are really, really educated and really successful. There's women, the entire, you know, the kind of entire gamut of what's out there are in that community. So you have access to a lot. And so I love that community. And so I'm going to go ahead and replay that episode also, so you can be reminded of REN and see if that, you know, check it out. See if that's something of interest to you. I know that there are also RIAs out there. There are meetups. I actually met my business partner through a meetup. It completely changed my life. I had money. He had experience. We came together and we've done some amazing things together. That can definitely happen in a lot of these communities and groups that you can join. I found financing partners that way. I found JV partners that way. So through communities, whether it's Meetup, whether it's RIA, whether it's REN, those are the communities that I've found other people that have really helped me to grow my business and have supported me when I'm, you know, quote unquote in trouble, whether it's financially, emotionally, you know, whatever it is that's going on for me. So I highly recommend that. I will say that the RIAs for me felt like I was a bit of the smartest person in the room. And I don't say that to be conceited, but I'm always looking for a community where there are people above me that I can turn to for support. And there are people behind me that I can support, right? I want to be there for people, but I also want there to be people that can support me. So I'm looking for communities that are smartest investor in the room. I want to be kind of in the middle. I want to have people that I can help and people that can also help me. So that's something to keep in mind. I don't know if that's a priority for you, but I have found that the RIAs, I tend to be kind of on the smartest person in the room level. And so I've stopped going, but there have been meetups where I go quite a lot, where I get a lot out of those too. So I hope I'm not just rambling on and on and on. I'm trying to give you some perspective on why I put these on the list as part of what's so very important. I hope this has been helpful. Like I said, tell me what you think. Let me know if this has been helpful for you. And I am going to be doing a series of replays of curated episodes that I think that are going to support you based on this episode that I just recorded. So let me know how this is going for you. Let me know if I can support you in any other way. And I look forward to seeing you next time. And until then, remember, goals without action are just dreams. So get out there, take action, and create the life your heart deeply desires. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you'd like to find out more about how to become a Blissful Millionaire, go to blissfulinvestor.com. See you next time.